If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, I just want to click. That's mostly what I want
to do. Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to the... Oh, can I try again? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. I'm Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all got a drink and a snack. Y'all are ready for a chat, because we sure did. We got McDonald's.
We're also going to be doing drag today.
Oh, we're doing drag makeup today. We did it once before.
Yeah, at the very beginning of our podcast.
During our humble days.
Yes, yes. And as if we're not in our humble days. The setup behind y'all is crazy. You want to tell them?
My tripod broke. And so I had to improvise. And so you are on a chair that has a box, a cat piano, some of my BTS merch, and a shoe, and y'all are propped up on the shoe. It's just so embarrassing.
But, like, it works, though.
But, like, oh, yeah, and don't forget about the straw wrapper.
Oh, yeah, and a straw wrapper to help you just, guys be more straight instead of horizontal.
To keep things even. Girl, I have a jam-packed episode for you today.
Okay.
So, we're also, not only are we doing drag, but we're also telling, Well, okay, I didn't do stories. I'm just going to ask you, like, horror questions. We're talking about all things horror today as well. But before we even touch horror, I have so many other things to talk about.
Oh, God, you do.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Okay, so...
Wait, are we starting drag or drag makeup now in the beginning?
Yeah, we should go ahead and start.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Okay, are you going down your eyebrows first? Yeah. Oh, you're gonna let me do it first? Hot.
Well, I'm applying myself first, like, the rest of my face.
Okay, so, I have a thing to say.
Say it.
When men block me, I feel like they are thinking that I'm reacting like, no!
Yeah, like freaking
no! Mm-hmm. This man, okay, he's someone I have talked to for years, on and off, you know?
Yeah.
This week he texted me, he goes, Nathan, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. And I said, what are you talking about? Yeah. I just can't do it anymore. This is going to be my final goodbye. You're never going to hear from me again.
Uh-huh.
I hope you have a great life. And I said,
okay.
Okay. Like, I feel like he thought I was reacting.
Yeah, like he thought it would have been
a
big
moment. No!
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. Like, he thought it would have been, like, this big moment for you. Because, like, you said you guys have been talking for, like, years. Like, on and off, right?
We have, yes.
So I feel like that's why he thought, like, oh, it's going to be some big moment. Like, he's officially telling you he's done. And you're just like,
let me tell you,
whatever.
Girl.
Okay.
It was not the moment that he thought it was gonna be, girl.
Has he texted you since?
He has not.
Oh, I'm gonna say that'd be so funny if he texted you and he's like, so you didn't really react.
I am indeed still blocked.
Oh, okay. He blocked you.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Yeah. He blocked girl on everything. Girl, hold on. I have so much more. But, like, okay. Do you get blocked by men often, or are you usually the one doing the blocking?
Usually, I'm not blocked, and also usually I'm not blocking.
See, I don't.
Usually, we kind of just like part ways. Usually, after they realize I'm not answering, they just call and stop.
See, I don't block people either.
Right, because it usually stops. Like after you just stop answering, they kind of just
they
stop
usually,
too.
Like, don't text.
Like at some point they get the point. Like after day one or day two, I feel.
Oh, do you want this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a spoolie anymore. It's okay. I'll just use my fucking hands. No, I'll use the back of a brush. I'm not usually, like, I don't know. I feel like I get blocked more often than I actually block people. You know
really?
What I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, the recent block I've had, I told you, was with the guy, one of the guys I went on a date with. And I just stopped answering him because I didn't want to go on another date. Instead of just telling him, I just stopped answering. I don't know why I did that. Like,
no, girl, I do the exact same thing.
No, but like, sometimes I do answer and I tell him, like, I'm just not interested. But with him, I just didn't even feel like doing that. But anyways, I remember, like a week had passed and I was, like, I was curious about him. And I was, like, let me go look at his profile. On his Instagram profile. I go. Like, I'm on my account. And I see, like, I can't look at him. I'm, like, what the fuck? Why can't I look at him anymore? And then I go to our podcast one because I remember he followed us there. And I'm, like, what the fuck? I can't look at it there either.
That's crazy.
He blocked me. I know. I think the crazy part about him blocking me is, it's not like I wasn't even trying to get in contact with him. Why did he block me?
The crazy.
Usually you block someone so they don't contact you. Blocking, I wasn't contacting him.
Blocking on the podcast. I just wanted to stalk. Is so
I thought that
crazy.
Was crazy too. Yes. Like, okay.
I just, like, I mean, I feel
well, that's the most recent block. And that was like a few, that was like in the beginning of this year, actually. So yeah, a few weeks ago.
You know, I feel like, well, okay, when I stop being interested in a man,
yes.
I tend to just, like, kind of just, like, let it all hang out and just, like, I just kind of see how much I can get away with. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Like, I mean, I don't do that, but I get what you mean.
Like, I, like, I kind of get, like, a little mean, and, like, I see, like, okay, this is...
Like, you push their limits. Yeah. You see what they'll allow you.
Yeah, like, I mean, because, like, obviously I know, like, I'm not going to be, like, with them, and, like... Okay, this is the thing. 3/4 of the time, I make my intentions very clear from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I always say, I'm not looking for, like, especially recently, I've been making my intentions very clear from the beginning. I'm not looking for a relationship right now. I'm focusing on me right now.
Yes.
Girl, that's another thing I was thinking about. I don't think I want to date anyone right now.
Okay.
I think I really just, like, I want love, but, like, I really want to focus on self-love right now.
That's good, yes.
Because
Focus on yourself, girl.
Okay, while this glue dries, I'm almost gonna get into my McDonald's because I'm so hungry.
Get in there.
Eat
the McDonald's.
And then, I was listening to, you know the artist, you know Marina?
Yes, I do. Oh, I love her music.
Marina.
I don't listen that much music, but I like her some of her music.
She has a song called Oh No, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, this is so stupid. Okay, I was feeling really depressed this day.
Yeah. No, girl, I know how it is.
I was feeling really
depressed. Yeah.
I was feeling really, really depressed this day, and you're gonna laugh at me.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was listening to her song, Oh No, and the lyric, I feel like I'm the worst, so I always act like I'm the best. Maria, I was in my car, and I said,
that's so me.
I said, that's literally me. That's literally me. Maria, I was crying.
This song was written about you.
Girl, I was literally in my car, like, this is me. This is about me right now. I was, like, crying. It was so intense for no reason. It was a really bad day. But, like, I feel like that's true sometimes.
Yeah, that's how you felt. That's how you felt.
I'm a 10 out of 10. I'm the best person. I'm so high. I'm the best person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously all the time I don't feel like that, but I always act like I feel like that.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. Because,
I mean, okay, hold on, I'm sorry. I just need to see if I have a white shadow in here. Do you have a white shadow?
Yes. Okay, don't use all of it.
I'm not.
Don't mess it up, because I actually also use it in my day-to-day life.
Okay.
That's the white one. Also, that's the only palette I have. I kind of forgot, and I just kind of, I was like, I know I have some makeup in my car. So then I just,
you know
what?
It's okay. I don't want, because I was going to put it on my glue, and I don't think you want me to, like, put the brush that has, like...
Don't do it.
That's it.
Don't mess up my eyeshadow.
Yeah, I know.
Don't mess up. I need more glue, though.
But anyways, I was talking to you about this yesterday, but you said that I should bring it up today.
Yes.
Because...
Also, I just don't remember. What are you talking about? Bring what up?
Cam and Peyton's podcast, that clip, that...
Oh!
So crazy to me. Okay, I know that they are so beloved, and I know that people really love them, and they listen to them.
Okay, but, like, I don't think anyone can hate on you for this. Like, it makes sense.
But I was watching a clip, and Cam was talking about how fish weren't animals. Mm-hmm. Like, you learn, like, the different types of animals, like, in, like, second grade.
No, yeah, in second grade, like, when I remember learning about stuff like
you
that.
You learn about fish. Ooh!
It went into the McDonald's
bag. You learn about fish, you learn about reptiles, and then when the other guy was like, well, we're animals, like, we're mammals. So we're animals? We're not animals. We are animals.
We are.
That whole conversation, like...
I know, I can tell you feel very strongly about it.
Again, this week, I don't know what it's been going on, but I have been getting just into really bad fits of rage recently.
Yes.
I'm telling you, girl, it's the withdrawals from the nicotine. Mm-hmm. I mean, girl, I'm telling you.
Making you angry?
Girl, I don't know what it is, but it's been making me mad. And I when I saw that, it was like a whole nother level. Like, it was like, I was so angry for no reason. It felt so silly. Like, obviously, okay, like, I never will understand, like, how people get so angry where they want to leave, like, a hate comment.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, girl, when I tell you I got it in that moment, I didn't leave one because, you know, I'm not a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But, like, in that moment, I was like... I was literally, like, That's what I was looking for. But I...
Oh.
No, but your color wouldn't match my face.
Okay.
Anyway, I have more.
Okay.
Okay, I saw a TikTok about this, and I need to know if it's true, because I don't know if it's true or not. Okay. When you're on your period,
uh-huh.
Do you get booty hole cramps?
No. Not booty hole cramps. My butthole does not cramp up.
See,
that does not happen to me, at least.
See, I've...
And I've never heard anyone tell... None of my friends have ever told me that their booty hole is clamped up. Because obviously, we, like... Especially more during, like, when I was in school, you know, like, middle school, high school, where I'd have more of those conversations of, like, talking about periods. But anytime I had a conversation about it and talking about, like, the pains we feel, no one ever brought up a booty hole pain. So I think that has to be a lie, or I just haven't met anyone with that.
See, I was just...
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of someone saying their booty hole is cramping. But I will say, something I do feel, and I know some other girls feel, is, like, your vagina feels sore. Like, day 2, day 3, like, she kind of feels sore. I don't know how to describe it. Like, it just kind of feels sore. Like, there's a feeling to it. And, like, that's the feeling I can describe it as.
I mean, girl, it probably is sore. Doing what it's doing,
like, it
girl.
Doesn't hurt. Like, oh my god, it hurts. It's just, like, just kind of sore.
I have heard so many times. I have heard so many times about this booty hole cramp.
Girl, I've never. This is my first time hearing about it. And it's from you.
See, that's why. now I'm feeling like I've been lied to so many times.
Either you've been lied to or I just don't know these girls.
I've heard about this booty hole cramp, and like the whole reason I wrote this down was because I watched a TikTok about it.
No.
And then I just want to know if it's like okay, so now I'm even
more
confused.
I've never heard about a booty hole cramp. No one's ever told me they've experienced. Maybe everyone I've known just has been embarrassed to tell me they have booty hole cramps.
See, now
I don't have booty hole cramps though. But also don't get cramps usually. Sometimes I do. Like now that I'm older, I have been getting them more recently than I was when I was younger. But even though they don't really hurt that much.
Now I don't know who to believe. Now I don't know who to believe.
I mean, everyone's different. Maybe there is a girl, a woman, that gets a booty hole cramp.
I'm gonna have to ask more resources. See, I just felt comfortable.
Or Google it.
What do I look up? Period booty hole cramp?
No, look up, can I get booty hole cramps on my period? And like go to a credible source, like see if it says .org at the end of it or some shit.
Okay, I'm not looking at booty hole cramp, I'm looking at butthole cramp.
Yeah, <I'm old.
laughs> okay. Oh my god, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the muscles are easily irritated and inflamed during menstruation, you could experience butt cramping or rectal pain during your period.
There you go.
See, every TikTok or every
so I guess it is a thing.
Every conversation I've had about it, or like I've seen women, like I mean, I've seen TikToks about it. They're always like it's just like a really quick, like it's not like a cramp, like where you're not like they say it's like in your stomach.
Like not consistent.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a quick like is like a stab and then it's like done.
I know. I can't remember if that happened.
See,
I'll think about it on my next period.
Yeah, the girl on your watch. Now that I brought it up, you're gonna start getting. Now you're gonna start getting the booty hole. Anyway,
I'll remember that.
I have a story for you.
Okay.
And it's kind of okay, it's not really horror related at all, but okay. It's kind of horror related.
Okay.
Okay, it's about Monster High.
Oh my god, Monster High.
Okay, so in elementary school, right?
Mm-hmm.
My sister was obsessed with Monster High.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't, yes.
Obsessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was, like, right after Christmas, right? And we got, like, gift cards to, like, our grandparents gave us gift cards to Walmart. So our parents took us to Walmart to go spend what we had, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, before this, my sister had already spent some of hers.
Uh-huh.
But I still had my full one, right?
Yeah, you had your money.
Uh-huh, girl, I had my money. And there was this Draculaura wig.
I think you told me the story. Oh, my God, yes.
There was this Draculaura wig.
Mm-hmm.
And... my sister didn't have enough for it, but I did have enough for it.
Yeah.
And my sister wanted it so fucking bad.
Yeah.
But because she wanted it so bad, I didn't want her to have it, so I bought it for me. And I would be in my bathroom, like, and she'd walk by and she'd be like, playing with your wig, and I'm like, damn right I am. Like, literally, it's crazy. Like, why was I that
so funny.
Why was I that petty for literally no reason?
Oh. Maybe one time she pushed you.
Girl. Oh my god. Oh, girl. Oh,
you said this is the time I get my revenge.
Yeah, girl, yeah, literally.
I can't push her back, but I can buy something she can't.
Girl, all the times I got pushed as a child is crazy. Literally down the I still remember this one time my sister shoved me down the stairs. And, like, I literally tumbled. Like, it was
No, I bet you tumbled, yes.
It was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Hey, but you're durable, though.
Girl, apparently.
You're a durable person.
Girl, fucking apparently. Don't look durable right now. Girl, very.
No way! That was a burp! Excuse me.
Don't look durable right now.
I burped in your face.
Yeah, you know, it's just like you're getting me back for all the times I've.
Bro, that wouldn't surprise me though. The burp was not supposed to come out. You just made me laugh so hard. It came out, I guess.
Girl, I tend to have that effect on people. Have that effect on people.
You do?
I
guess you do, huh?
Girl, back to the self-confidence thing. Sometimes I genuinely do believe that I'm the funniest person alive.
No, me too. Like, I feel like I'm a funny gal.
I think I'm
hilarious. Like, sometimes I make myself laugh really, really, like, what?
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you today. You know what I discovered? Uh-huh. Okay, our 1 year special was, like, 4 months ago, right?
Yes.
That's when it was posted. Mm-hmm. I have a video on my phone, this phone, right?
Yeah.
Of our old intro.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, it was like right when the 1 year episode was posted, mm-hmm. and we had 104 subscribers, and that was 4 months ago. But we've basically over doubled what we had in 4 months.
Good for us,
right? I know.
I'm so happy.
Right, girl. I was shocked. Like, I didn't even think about it. Like, in 4 months, we've doubled our subscriber count.
Girl, me neither. I love that for us,
girl.
This is our year,
girl. I know.
It is our year.
Oh god, girl, we look crazy.
We do, but wait until when we don't.
Girl, I feel like I'm all. You saw me last night, girl. Yeah, okay, so last night I was just like wanting to go ahead and practice my drag makeup for today. It was a journey, and it wasn't cute at all, and. This isn't cute right now.
Like, girl, I feel like I don't look cute either. Girl, I mean, right now, we're both on the foundation stages and no eyebrow stage. Who looks great? Who looks good in this stage? Come on, think of all the other drag videos you see.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's looks good?
I feel...
Who doesn't look a little crazy?
I feel really crisp. Like, I feel
well,
like...
Well, we still have all the rest on.
Okay, you know what?
We're pulling through pretty good, I think.
I've discovered that with this concealer, because I'm just using concealer as my foundation.
Yeah.
This concealer...
See, I'm just using just foundation instead of concealer.
This concealer really works good if I work it with my hands.
Do it. No, sometimes I do that. I use my fingers to, like, tap it out. To help blend it in. I usually do that when I'm only doing it, like, in specific spots. Like, if I'm just doing it under my eyes or something like that. But sometimes you gotta just tap it out.
Girl.
Everyone like, judging you.
Girl, I feel like everyone is judging me right now. Girl, I did not cover this eyebrow good at all.
Really?
Yeah, girl. Like, a hair is just sticking out.
Okay, mine isn't that good either, so okay. Don't worry.
I'll cover it up with
you'll
glare.
Cover up. Yeah, see? You'll cover up. We're still not at the eyeshadow part. You can make your eyes go all the way up there.
I love... yeah, girl, but I don't know. I don't know.
No, you know.
No, girl, I don't. Oh, also... Okay, should I do a red lip today?
Do it. I'm definitely doing colors today. Do you have a type of vibe? I'm trying to, at least for my vibe, kind of like, I kind of want to, like an eye look that goes up.
See,
to look as catty.
I'm most nervous about the eyes, not gonna lie.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's like the most important part of drag is the, obviously, but like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a really part of the way that you look is your eyes. And I'm really nervous because I don't know how to do makeup around my eyes, not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. And especially sitting on a couch, like girl, I'm usually standing up in the mirror this close to the mirror,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now I can't do that. It's a little stressful, not gonna lie.
You're freaking out.
I'm panicking.
He's scared, y'all.
Girl, look, girl.
Okay, I'm usually gonna ring out. I mean, it's not raining, but I love like the ASMR I'm hearing outside right now.
The rain. Oh, I love.
But it's not even raining anymore. No, I'm not usually a ring out. But it's more like when I'm driving. I'm not really.
Girl, look in the mirror. I mean, look in the camera. Do I look crazy?
I did it. Oh.
What the fuck is that?
It's my foundation. I had it on my fingers and then it came off.
Do I look crazy?
Yes, but like, look at me. I'm trying to cover my eyebrows still. Don't judge.
No, girl, I'm trying to cover mine still.
Then why you look at me like that? You said.
Okay, no one talks about how hard covering eyebrows is.
No, it is hard.
Like, how much was it?
Like, you can still see the blackness. I feel like it's better than last time. Personally, I feel like mine's better than last time.
I don't think mine is.
Really?
I think mine's about the same.
No. Oh, look at it. Look at this line. Look at this eyebrow. She's, like, almost covered.
That's how tight mine look.
I see them.
No.
Yes.
Okay, this concealer's not very good.
It took your technique, though. I told you, tapping it out is what you need.
You know what? Maybe just, like, a third layer of concealer.
I mean, this is, like, my millionth layer of foundation.
Oh, wait. No, people say you're supposed to... No, I've seen drag videos. They're supposed to say that you concealer and then you powder and then you concealer again. Fuck, and I haven't been powdering in between the layers of concealer.
Oh, you haven't? No. I powdered... Okay, I've only powdered once, though. No, wait. Yeah, once. I did it after the glue. I let it, like, sit for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Glue.
That's when I did the powder.
Okay, yeah. That's the only time I powdered, though. I'm gonna powder it in a second, though, when I'm done. But that's only powdering I'm doing.
Did you hear that bird?
Oh, I hear it. I hear the bird. Bird. Oh my god, the other day, it was so fucking funny. I forgot to tell you this yesterday. The other day I was at work, right? And I had to go to the bathroom, so obviously I fucking mosey over to the bathroom. And there were a few homeless people there, right? Because, like, it was, like, really muddy and, like, foggy and, like, rainy outside.
I mean, girl.
And I remember the homeless guy also was going to the bathroom when I was going, right? And when he got to the bathroom door, he said, like, going to work. And then he pauses and he goes, nah. And what? So funny.
What?
I thought he was so funny, Leo, because I'm just minding my business walking in the bathroom like he is. And he just says that. I thought it was so funny.
I don't know what I was heading to work.
Not. Yeah, the way he said not. Like, he went like that. It was so, I just laughed. I thought it was so fucking
hilarious.
I thought it was fucking hilarious.
What is going on at work?
Girl, I don't know. But you know what? I'm glad he did that. Because I'm still thinking about it.
That was not.
Heading to work. Not.
Girl,
like,
I think
was pure comedy to me.
I think I did a pretty good job, not gonna lie.
I told you!
Like, okay, like, it's not perfect, but, like...
I mean, okay, look at mine. I feel like mine are kind of covered, but, like, you definitely do still see the throat.
In the camera? I need to see that again. That was scary.
What?
Ew! Oh my god, that was scary!
Unreal.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Going on. I think I have more things to talk about. Okay, I want to talk about, first of all, do you remember the Sophia the First trend on TikTok?
Yeah.
That, like, what was that? That feels like such a fever dream that we were, like, dancing and singing along to the Sophia the First theme song.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like it was a fever dream.
Really?
I mean, I liked Sophia the First when I was a kid, I'm not gonna lie. Even though I was very much too old for it.
No, I watched it too.
I watched it, yeah. I remember my excuse was for it because I even bought like a little like CD. It was like a CD and it came with like a little book. Or maybe it was just a book of like how to be a princess and I got it. And my excuse to my mom was like, is that my little sister? I can teach her. Obviously, she knew it was a fucking lie, but like she still bought it for me.
She said, okay.
Okay, my little sister who wasn't even born yet. She was literally still in the belly.
Okay.
But yeah, I love Sophia the First. Oh my god, you know Max and Ruby? I showed that to my other little sister the other day.
Did you?
Yes. I'm like, they need to be culture. They need to see these good stuff.
I love
Max. Obviously, the
and
old
Ruby.
One, the one I grew up on. Uh-huh. Not the new one.
Where Max
talking.
Talks?
And there's
I know.
Parents?
Huh?
There's parents. Yes, mm-hmm. Bitch. There's parents. Like, what the fuck are they here for? They're not supposed to be here.
Mm-mm. They were never
also,
there.
Also, I will say, Ruby always fucking annoyed me. Did Ruby annoy you? Because she always struck a nerve with me. When I was a kid, like, I was like, oh my god, here she goes again.
Oh, I
love that ASMR.
Right.
It's the trees. Mm-hmm. Is it? Because it's not raining. Oh, no, it is raining on the car. You can see now.
I love rain. It's my favorite. But you know what? Ruby always was kind of a fucking cunt.
Yeah. She was like, oh my god. I know you didn't watch it.
Getting on Max's ass.
Yes, I know you didn't watch it, but do you know the Barbie movies? There's this Barbie movie where she's like on an island. I think it's called Barbie and the Island Princess. I don't know. But the point is, she's on an island, she's a princess, and she's Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, she's like surrounded by all these animals that like take care of her, blah blah blah. And, like, one of them is this fucking elephant named Tamika. She's so annoying.
Oh, we don't like
She, like, complains so much. Literally, Nathaniel, she annoyed me so much as a kid.
Oh, my God.
I loved the movie, but she just annoyed me.
Oh, my. Like, you are mad.
I am. Let me show you Tamika. Also, I don't like the way she looks either. They made her scary looking.
Is she the one that, like, has the Miley Cyrus eyes?
I think so, yes. Yeah, I remember seeing some memes about her.
Oh, yeah, girl. I've seen her before.
You've seen Tamika?
Girl, I've seen Tamika, but show me her anyway.
I'm going to show you. I don't think I won't. Tamika. Barbie.
Let's see it. Girl, that ASMR is good. I hope they can hear it. Because that would be some nice background for them.
Okay, let me look up a little different thing. I will say the Island Princess song from that, the princess song from that song,
Oh my god, girl.
The song from that movie is really good.
Is that Tamika?
That's fucking Tamika.
Oh girl, yeah, I've seen her before. I've seen that, bitch.
Oh, but the music in here is so good. This is not my favorite one.
Let's not play too much of it now. Let's not play too much now.
Okay, let me find my favorite one. Oh my god. Oh, it's this one. I think it's this one.
Oh, wow. Sun goes down. Oh my god.
Here, together.
Wow.
It's good. I'm not going to play too much. Mm-mm. It's so good. It's so good.
I've never been able to get into the Barbie
I remember this just now. Y'all, I'm getting a Blif doll.
Oh my god.
When she arrives, obviously, I'm going to bring her over, let you meet her. Let everyone meet her.
I can't believe you're excited about this. Like, this is so crazy.
I can't believe it. You didn't think I was gonna actually get one. Like, I was not just talking just to talk.
They're scary.
They're not. You even said you were thinking about getting one.
I am.
Like, they're cute. I mean, some of them are a bit scary looking, but I feel like usually it's the ones that are meant to be scary looking. You know, you can tell when you're trying to make them scary looking.
Mm-hmm. No, because
I will say some of them. Some of them are a little.
Ooh. I found some cunty ones. Like, this one I loved.
Oh, no, that one is very, very cool.
But this one...
I love that one. That one is my favorite one.
I love this one. Oh, my god.
That one? Mm-hmm. No, the other one, my favorite one. The middle one.
Now, this one, though?
That's literally you.
How dare you?
No, if you do get a doll, it should be, like, that type of...
Yeah, but I want to...
Just fix the hair.
I want to dress it up in pretty graphic.
Should I cover my eyebrows more?
I think they're good.
Yeah.
Do you want to take
how you said a bunch of layers? What?
Do you want to take a quick break? You want to take a quick break real fast? And
yeah, should we get beneficial for food? Yeah.
No, okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break.
Hey, y'all.
Hello, everyone. We are back.
We have a little guest, if you see him.
We have Zuki's here. And we did a little bit more of our face.
Mm-hmm. We got the base, you know. I think we're both ready to get onto the eyeshadow, right?
Yep. Okay. But before we do...
Yes.
Okay, the other day, my friend at work gave me these candies, and I was like, ooh, a sweet treat.
Yeah. That's so sweet that they thought of you.
They did. And I was like, oh, a sweet treat. A little sour, a little sweet treat.
Also, they're like in the shape of those candies you like. Oh, that's so good.
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh my god, these are going to be so good. And then I popped it into my mouth, and it tasted literally like medicine and poison. Like, I thought I was, like, being bamboozled.
Oh, you love me? He loves me. Clink. What's your saying?
34 plus 35.
What?
34 plus 35.
Oh, I know. Okay.
Like, they're nasty, right?
Yeah. Nasty. At first, I'm gonna say this is kind of good.
Uh-huh.
Like, it tastes like cherry medicine, but like, it's in a good way.
Uh-huh.
And then you chew more, and it's like, that's not that good.
It's like,
and they get some weird taste.
How would you describe that flavor? Like, it's literally like, it tastes like I don't know. Okay, the way I can.
Like, it's real sour, but like, there's some taste to it. That's not good.
I think it tastes just like cough medicine.
No, yes, I'm telling you, it has that cherry medicine in it.
Like, have you ever had, what is it? Vapor rub? They make liquid medicine. Have you ever had the liquid medicine?
I've never had the liquid medicine.
It has this effect where it makes you inside of your mouth really cold. Mm-hmm. And it kind of does it, and I don't... I don't like it.
See, that's what I like in cough drops. That cold feeling.
Oh, I just grabbed your phone. Okay, anyway, should we get to the eyes?
Yes.
Okay, eyes, and yeah. I have some horror questions to ask you.
Ooh. And because the other day I watched Terrifier. Girl, you need to watch it. You need to watch the first one. You said you haven't watched it. It's so good. They literally cut this bitch from her vagina down. From, she's hanging from her legs and cuts her from her vagina.
That's crazy. Oh, wait.
Exactly. And then you see the guts go out and everything. You need to watch it.
Do you mind if I go run and grab tape really fast?
Yes, go get tape, girl.
I wanted to put tape on my eyes so that I can get that sharp look.
That sharp precision. I get it.
I don't think I could get that sharp look by myself.
Oh, I don't think so either. No! Wait, no. No, I realized how that sounded. Okay, guys. When I said I don't think so either, I'm going to say, like, I don't think so either. And, like, I don't think I can do that either. Because I'm going to be using my, this, like, really, like, flat-edge brush. And I'm probably going to, either I'm probably going to just go like that to, like, help sharpen it. Or I'm going to get, like, concealer. And then, like, you know, sharpen it like that. Because I'm also trying to go for, like, a Sharpie catty eye type of look.
I have a sharp angled... Sorry, I didn't find scissors. I have a sharp angled brush if you want to borrow it.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, mine's better.
Oh, it is. Okay, well, I'll probably use it. Either way, that's my type of plan. Okay, but what kind of eye look are you going? Are you also going for that sharp catty eye look?
I'm going to not... I mean,
oh, because that's so cool.
I'm going to try and do a little... I'm going to do some clown, I think.
Clown?
Yeah.
Okay, clown.
I think I'm going to do some clown, like some like dramatic kind of fun, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, I am a little nervous to watch the Terrifier movie. I'm not going to lie.
Why are you nervous? It's really not that scary. I feel like the first one isn't that scary. Like, it's such bad acting.
I have a question.
But it's like, what?
Will you just hold this movie really fast?
Okay.
Yeah,
put that tape on, girl. Mm-hmm. Line it up with the bottom part.
Really gonna ruin all of my
base
makeup, but it's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, and then I just need you to keep holding it for one more.
Just for one more second?
Yeah, just one more second.
I'll hold
it. Damn it, I should have prepared.
I'll put Zicky while you do that.
He's such a sweet man.
I know. I love that he wants to be here. Like, when he was here with me doing my makeup, I loved it. Like, I can't wait to have a pet and for it to be there with me. Do my makeup.
I love having pets. They're so fun.
So much fun.
It's my favorite part. It's my favorite.
And you say you feel alone. I know you feel alone. I couldn't feel alone having someone on my lap.
I feel alone all the time. Oh, like, it's fine.
Right now?
No, I don't feel alone right now because I have...
I'm about to say, right now?
But, okay, the second Terrifier movie was, like, so boring. So boring.
We were also a little drunk. So maybe that's also why we were, like, sleepy-ish. And it was late at night. It was, like, what, 2 a.m. when we were watching it?
It was.
But it was a little boring.
So.
I do have to agree.
I'm so sorry. I just walked away from the camera, like.
Oh, my God. You're so okay.
So
underfed. You're okay. Can I see? What eyeshadows do you got in there?
You see. Gave me this.
Okay, I know. But, like, I don't remember. Okay.
Sorry.
You're fine. I'm trying to see what I'm going to do.
I'm thinking of doing, like, a pinky, but, like, not bright.
I'm gonna say pink, too. I'm thinking this with that pink, and then, like, some of the white, and I'm gonna use some of those light pink.
I'm gonna use some of the purple. But I'm gonna use some of my Trixie glitter.
OMG, do it. Yes!
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna try, since you said you have that eye, like, the stuff that removes stuff from around the eyes, I'm gonna do some of my white eyeliner, I mean, I feel like I'm just basically, like, trying to copy Trixie from memory at this point.
OMG, seeing how well you remember.
Well, I mean, that's not exact. Fuck, I'm
so sorry. I know, but like, it's kind of that type of vibe.
Yeah, because, fuck, I'm so sorry. Horrible podcast.
You're just like walking away every 2 seconds?
Horrible podcast. Good and rod. See, this is the part that I'm nervous about because I don't have a good mirror.
And you're stalling.
I'm stalling, girl. I'm doing liquid eyeliner right now. Girl.
He's stalling, y'all.
See. Oh, girl.
Okay. Okay, let's not get silent, because I just found myself going silent.
I know. See, girl, I told you we need to.
It's okay, though. Like, we'll keep this combo going. I literally had something I was going to ask you, and then I literally forgot.
What were you going to ask, baby girl?
I honestly forgot, baby girl.
Oh, babe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know how I want to go... You know how I want to go snowboarding, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, so bad. Well, I checked to see if, like, there was anything near us, because I remember, like, a YouTuber I used to watch, like, she went to, like, North Carolina, and she, like, went snowboarding or, like, skiing, and I was like, what? How did she do that? So I looked up snowboarding places near me / skiing places near me. There's a place in North Carolina, but I think it's like, is it even snowy?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So it's like, how am I gonna go there? But it said it was open. I'm like, well, if it's open. But then I was like, maybe it's just like artificial snow. But it's like, I kind of don't want to do it in an artificial way. Like, I want like the real thing.
You know, I want the real snowboarding. I really want to go skiing.
Like, I mean, skiing is something I would like to do, but more snowboarding. I feel like snowboarding is like skateboarding, and I used to skateboard when I was a kid. So it's like, I want to do that. Like, I don't know. I think it's more cool to be like, like this, than with the little sticky thingies.
I've been seeing so many TikToks about snowboarding right now. Skiing right now. Sorry, you're right. Hello.
Oh my god. You know how I watch Summer Talks, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, for the ones that don't know, Summer Talks is a podcast that I watch. And one of the guys on there, Nick, well, I know a few of them went. But, like, basically, Nick, he went skiing and he, like, broke his collarbone and, like, I forgot what he said happened, but, like, the whole point is, like, he, like, fell or something, and, like, when he went down, like, he, like, hit his collarbone area, and, like, it came up, like, he showed in a video, like, you literally see it, like, coming up, like, the collarbone.
No, why would
like,
you tell bump, me that?
Like, a bump, literally. And he has, like, a sling now on him.
No, why would you tell me that? When I just said I know,
the reason he fell is because, like, he was trying to, like, dodge, like, a mom and, like, a baby, so he didn't, like, crash into them and, like, it being a whole thing.
Honestly, though...
So when he dodged them...
Can I say something controversial?
You would hit them?
Fuck that baby.
And the mother, but like, also like, that would hurt you more. Because now you're colliding into people.
You think?
I would say so.
Oh no, they're cushions, girl. The baby, girl, that baby is so squishy and so soft.
Unless
it's a cushion.
I don't know, because you gotta hit them though. You're gonna...
Land right, girl.
You're gonna hit them. Girl. That's gonna hurt more.
I thought you just messed up my eyeliner, and I was about to start screaming.
Oh, is that why you looked at me like that?
Yeah, I said, oh, jeez. Oh,
I don't know. So, like, anyways, that's why he, like, part of the reason of how he crashed.
I watch their TikTok sometimes. They pop up on our podcast all the time.
Yeah. They're funny, right? I mean, they're just clips from their podcast, though.
Yeah, personally.
Most of the time, they're usually just clips.
Personally, it's not for me.
Really?
Yeah, but you know that.
Yeah, I do, but I don't get how. They're just really funny. It's more, honestly, it's more like their personalities that get me. Like, the topics, yes, they're good, I feel sometimes. Most of the times. But, like, I feel like it's more like when it's, like, not even, when they're not even, like, leaving talking about, the topic anymore. Like, when they're just, like, bringing up moments about their life. Mm-hmm. Or just, like, literally just talking to each other. Like, how when we have those parts where, like, we're literally just talking to each other. It's not really a topic. We're just talking to each other. Like, those are the parts I really like. And I feel like they have a lot of that. I really like that.
Do you think we have a lot of that?
I feel like we do. I mean, like, we kind of are doing that right now. We're just talking.
I know.
But, like, that's, like, what I love. Because it's just obviously so much more natural. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously it was natural before, but I don't know. I really like that. And I really like their vibes. I feel like they just get that genuine vibe.
You know what it reminds me of?
And I like that.
I knew that one time I showed you a podcast, and I was scream laughing at it, and you sat there... Every time I think about that, I'm like, that was so humiliating for me. I think about it all the
but
time.
But, like, also when I showed you them, you didn't laugh. So.
Yeah, same.
But at the same time, like, I wasn't laughing, though. It's because, like, I always watch them on YouTube. Like, I see their facial reactions. Like, when listening to them just like that, it's not as funny. I like to see their faces. See how they react. All that.
Well, you know, our YouTube...
I'm not really a podcast. Yeah. Like, I'm a podcast girl, but I'm not a pod. I'm a podcast girl.
You're not a podcast girl.
Oh my god. I'm a podcast girl in the way that, like, I want to see their face.
Oh my god, girl. Well, you, okay, did you?
Come on, girl, help me.
I can't. Ah! Girl.
Oh my god.
There we go.
No, it's gonna go down. Ugh. Pick it up, but you're the man.
Get up, you're the man!
Girl, get up! It's gonna go back down on you.
No, it's good.
No.
Yes, no, it's good.
Okay.
Girl,
you better pick that up, girl.
We have a story to tell y'all. That was fucking crazy.
So we were out the other day, right? We were out and about. And the whole point is, I was talking to Nathaniel. I don't know what Nathaniel said, but he said something about... dropping something or something like that, and I said, pick it up. I said, girl, you better pick that up, girl. But the thing is, when I said that, I was in front of him and he was behind me. I made direct eye contact with some lady on like an aisle I was passing. And the thing is, she held that eye contact as I said, girl, you better pick that up, girl.
It was.
And that's exactly how I said it. Girl.
It was so fucking funny. And it was the
I was so embarrassed. I think about it. But it's like, why did she keep eye contact with me?
And I'm so glad that she did. Oh, girl. It already
why
looked...
did I, too?
Oh, yeah, why did you just... You...
I don't know. I just like, girl, you're gonna be girl.
Girl, you're gonna be that girl. Like,
you're
what?
Crazy.
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do.
Oh, my God, yo.
I have purple on my... Oh, God, girl. Oh, girl, I don't know about this, girl. Girl, I don't know. It's not looking too good for me, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There it is. Sorry.
I'm mad.
No, you're mad.
Oh, am I mad? Yeah. How mad am I?
Furious.
Furious.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know what? I love a hot villain.
Like who?
Okay, you know, like, you know Maleficent? Maleficent's like a hot villain, but, like, that's not the one I went ooh to. You know the one from Incredibles, the one with the silver hair? She's, like, the villain in the beginning, kind of, because, like, she's, like... You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
The silver hair gal? No, you don't. The silver hair gal! She's, like, talking to the Mr. Incredible, and, like, Miss Incredible thinks he's cheating on her with her, but, like, she ends up, like, helping Mr. Incredible out and, like, releasing him.
I don't know, girl.
Girl! The silver hair bitch in the first one!
It's been so long since I've seen this movie, girl. Oh my
God. Well, I remember I thought she was really, really pretty. She's like really hot. She's like a villain.
You're really
also,
hot.
Some villains are hot. You know, like what I mean? Like when like the villain's like.
Uh-huh. It. No, I know what you mean, girl.
Do you not have ones? Like you're not saying it really much.
Sorry, I'm really focused right now. I was really focusing right now. I'm feeling a little, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of glamorous right now.
Yeah? You're feeling glamorina?
I am, honestly.
Glamoricious?
I am, honestly.
I love mean, that.
Every time I just don't, I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to put black eyeliner.
Where?
Yeah, where I'm going to put that. I'm still figuring it out, but don't worry. I'll get there eventually. Girl. How do I look?
You look insane. This one!
Oh, yeah, I do know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Girl, I know her.
Oh my God, guys. Y'all, yesterday we went to a cemetery, right? Because we were hanging out. And we both heard...
Oh my God, this was so scary.
Mm-hmm. We were in the middle of filming TikToks. And, like, we both heard, like, some, like, man's voice. Remember that?
Like, what is that texture right there?
Bitch, it's your eyebrow hairs.
Anyway, yeah, we both heard this man's voice. And it was so fucking scary.
Like, it was, like... Like, it was, like, a subtle enough where, like, obviously he wasn't close enough. But, like, close enough where, like, we still pretty much heard
what
he said.
Yeah, we heard what he said. I mean, you know? I don't remember what he said.
But. I mean, I didn't hear what he said, but, like, hearing his voice is what I mean. Like, we heard his voice clear enough, but, like, not enough where, like, oh, I know what he said. But it's like, you were like, oh, it's probably, like, it was, like, a motorcycle.
Yeah, I thought
I'm
it
like,
was...
guys, it's not a motorcycle. Like,
there was
that
a motor-
is a man.
There was a motorcycle passing by right at the same time. And so I just
there was.
I just thought like, oh, maybe like I just heard it as like the motorcycle. Like I just heard something. No. And I'm like being a little skittish and scared.
No, girl. You were not skittish. I heard it. It was so scary.
I know. Girl.
Girl.
We look scary, girl.
We do.
Girl. Do you want to take another quick break and finish up and then come back?
I would love to.
Okay, we're gonna be right back.
This is where I'm at right now.
Oh yeah, and this is where I'm at right now. We're gonna go finish our faces, and we're gonna be right back for the big reveal.
Have fun for y'all.
Hey guys, we're back. We finished our drag.
Mm, this is the finished look.
Yes, it is. How do we look?
You'll see our TikTok that we posted for an even more closer look. I mean, we're getting closer, but
I don't want to get in closer. Actually,
I feel like I look mad, and I love it.
I don't know. I feel like I just look a little. I don't know.
It's giving lip injections, but I love it. Yes, give us the lights.
I don't know.
Like, I really like my look. Our looks from this year, from last year, are so different, but in such a good way. I think you've improved, too. Like, I feel like I've improved. I've improved, you've improved. I think we're doing...
That was right... The last time was, like, right when I just started doing makeup. Mm-hmm. And now this time, I'm like...
No, you look
really
good.
I've been doing it for a while.
Like, kind of scary in some moments, I'm not gonna lie. Like, when you were looking me directly in your eyes, sometimes I got scared. But, like, right now it looks really good with the light. I think with the light, especially with the glitter, actually hitting it. Yeah. So, like, now I can see the glitter much more. So with the light actually hitting it, it looks really good.
Girl, who is she?
No more light.
Oh, my God. This is... Oh, my God. I feel...
Zaki's back! He was gone, y'all, for, like, the longest. Come here.
Meow.
Come on, Manny. I know you jump. Okay, I'll just pick you up.
I know. He's a little lazy boy. Okay.
Oh, why are you just plopping down?
Zucchini, come here, baby. Come here. Good boy. Yay. Hi, handsome man.
What is it? Scoochie moochie moochie.
Look at him. Zucchini, do you have anything to say?
Meow.
Oh, he's the cutest. Do you think he recognizes us?
Look at him. I would say so. I mean, he came. Also, like, scent.
Oh, yeah. I guess that does work. I mean, I guess that does...
That's, like, their thing.
Ugh. I really do. I feel so glamorous right now. Like, I know. Look a little clowny.
I think we look amazing.
We've definitely...
pulled it off.
The way we looked last time...
That was crazy.
I did, like, some weird Marie Antoinette type of lip. I mean, now this time the lip's a little crazy,
too. I tried to do a heart today for my lips. No. I took it off because it looked really bad.
I think I love the way they turned out. They turned out great.
That's how they came out.
You're
really
kind of giving Ursula.
Ursula, I love that.
Like your drag name, okay?
Oh yes, I still don't have. I don't know a drag name. Like I'm gonna say Mar. Like since my name's Maria,
I'm gonna stick to the same one that I had last time, and I'm going to be still Miss I Need a Napkin. I love that name. I think it's so funny.
I love my names. I don't think I'm that creative with these names.
You want to be funny, or do you want to be, like, a gorgeous, like, a pageant-y name?
I
want to
be, like...
You want a pun?
No, like, I just want to be, like, a bad bitch name. Like, come on, look at me.
Mardina Michaels.
Mar to murder you. What?
What the fuck? Man, what? She's gonna kill us!
I'm a Mar to you. I'm a Maria you. No, I'm a Maria and murder. I'm trying to like mix it. Cause like I feel like this bitch would kill you.
She would. What would this bitch do?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared of her sometimes. Like she's like on the brink of being psychotic, but also like not. Like you don't know when you're gonna get.
I just feel pussy. I feel pussed.
I just feel evil.
This little headpiece.
I feel like I'm giving, what's her name? Jennifer Tilly. I love
that.
Jennifer.
No, you.
She's one of my crushes.
You are giving, Chucky's bride.
That's so, see, I gotta lean to the murder, man.
What was her name?
In the movie?
Yeah, what was her name?
Like, her name was Tiffany.
Tiffany. You could be Tiffany something.
Tiffany.
Miffany.
I'm not saying with murder. I don't know. I'm still trying to think of something with Marie and murder. I'm a mar to you.
Like, what
I'm a mar to you.
What are you saying?
I'm a murder you, I'm a mar to you.
What are you saying right now?
Does that not sound good?
That doesn't sound like
I'm
a name.
Mar to you.
Who's Ima?
You said Anita Napkin. How's that a name?
Anita?
Anita?
Like, Anita. That's a name. Is it Anita?
Oh, and it's a name?
Anita Napkin?
Oh, now it's making it even more harder.
I'm a murder you. That's gonna be my name.
I'm a. That's a name, isn't it?
Is it?
Ima.
No, my headpiece.
Okay, fuck. Help me. You're the drag queen like expert. Come on now. Help me with a name.
I'm not gonna come here with names. I just know a lot about drag.
That head. That head movement is crazy.
It's my headpiece. It makes me feel pussy. I feel like Patrick Starr.
Okay, well, while I think of names, what's, like, your favorite part about drag?
My favorite part? Oh, my God. It's just, like, I love it. Oh, my God. I love, like, seeing everyone being so creative and have a good time.
See, that's what I love. I love about the looks, all that. Like, also, like, seeing how much it takes and, like, what they do. Because it's literally, like, art doing on their face.
It's a form of art, I think.
That's why I told you I had to watch Drag Race because I feel like I'd like it. But, like, then I got bored.
You should. No, it's so good. I will say, again, I can't believe she went home. I don't want to... Well, okay. I mean, this is coming out weeks after the episode went. But, like, oh, my God. She went... Her name was Mirage, and I loved her. And she was pussy, and she was kind. I'm so upset that she went home. Sorry. Spoilers if you...
I mean, It's already been weeks since it's been out. Let's be honest. By the time you post it, by the time right now.
Oh, well, that just happened last night, and I was just like, oh my god. Are you for real? So upset. Especially with, like, her, with her sound. The sound that we just did on TikTok, literally going viral. Like, so many people were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then technically it's week four, but, like, it's the second elimination. Boom, she's gone.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I just can't believe
Insane.
It.
Insane.
I mean, I bet you she's probably gonna be back for, like, season 17 or the next All-Stars for sure. Because last time there was a queen that, like, blew up like that.
She was, what's gonna happen with her?
Yeah, she might be on All-Stars, or she might be on the next season.
I see.
I want to audition.
Bitch, do it. Why not? Because, like, what if you audition and you actually get on? Why the fuck does your ears sound like that?
Like this?
What?
I mean, I'll get on like this.
Maybe.
Hi, RuPaul. I might need an
app. I mean, you said you didn't like that other queen's makeup, the one I said I liked.
No, I did not want to bring that up on here.
You don't?
I did not want to bring that up on
here. Why do you want to bring it up? Why do you want to bring it up?
No, because, like, no, I just don't want to bring it up on here.
Why?
Because the Drag Race community is crazy, and I don't feel like being attacked.
What's the tea, honey? What's the tea?
It's just the Drag Race community is crazy, girl. You don't get
it. Oh, you don't want them to come for you?
Girl, they will, too.
They will. I know they will.
Girl, they'll dox me. They'll, like, they'll
really? Come for that. Like, just realizing you don't like her makeup?
Yes! I'm not doing it. I can't do it. Girl, they're crazy. Like, they, like, they're, it's, like, you, like, everyone always talks about they're, like, we love each other. It's a whole community.
Yes.
And then they're over here, like,
but
they're
like
over
that.
Here calling queens the N-word, telling them to kill themselves,
oh,
and they'll dox people, and I'm like...
No, yeah, you obviously don't want that happening to you.
I'm like, what happened to love and equality? What happened to that?
Because love and equality is not in this room.
It's not in this room. Not on my watch. Oh my god, I feel so... Girl.
You feel so pussy,
I do, girl.
You are pink.
Okay, I just got close to the camera and saw it. I was like, ew. Anyways,
are you... Zuki, what do you think? I think he likes yours. He turned to you.
He's... Oh, my God. Athena is in this... She's in this phase right now where she likes to bite when she plays.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been... Like, she's been doing it a long time. But now she's really doing it. And, like, I'll walk around the corner and she'll jump on my ankle and bite my fucking ankle. She's a fucking ankle biter. And I'll be like,
God.
Ah! Like, I'll literally scream. Because, I mean, it doesn't hurt because she's not doing it hard. It's just... I'm just not expecting teeth to be on my fucking ankle. So...
Look at his thumb. That's so crazy.
Oh,
that's
girl,
a slow thumb.
My piece.
I thought that's so funny. Look at his thumb.
Stop.
Look at his thumb.
Are you ready to end the episode?
Yeah.
Are you ready to end the episode?
Yeah. I'm ready. This has been it. Yeah, it has been it, y'all.
These are our
dreams. Tell us what you think. Oh my gosh. What if this is the first episode that person watches? No, it won't be. The one that said they want to join us? Apollo was her name.
Oh, this could be. But they might watch the... No.
They've probably already seen the other ones. Yeah. Well, Apollo, I hope you're still watching this one. Apollo, what do you think about joining our crew?
No, shouting them out by name is crazy.
What was her TikTok name? Apollo? What? Also, doesn't he know who we're talking to? I'm talking to you, Apollo.
I'm gonna make this TikTok intact.
Do it!
Hi, Apollo!
But they never ended up watching it. They're like, who are these people and why are they talking to me? Oh, and why didn't they look like that?
Imagine they never watch it. And then I make this a TikTok and tag them in it and they're like,
who are these people? Who are these people? Like, they're scared. They're terrified. They're like, what the fuck are they on? I think it's funny.
I would be so scared. And I would be like, they shouted me out by name after I commented on one TikTok.
One TikTok.
Oh,
like, maybe God. I don't want to join.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Why wouldn't you want to join?
Apollo, pick us. Choose us.
Why wouldn't you want to join this phase? Hold on, I'll get closer for you. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't even put the lighting. Oh, that's cute, though. I told you, with the light, it looks really good. Like, that look right there, that side look. That's really good, Nathaniel. See, I'm telling you, from last time to this time, I feel like it looks really good.
You're a starving pussy. Yeah. Ah!
My head pain. That determined coming down.
It's okay. I'll fix it.
Anyway. Look at his chunky body.
Are you ready to end the episode?
I am.
Okay, okay. Maria, I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone find us?
Well, if you want to find us, we're on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to follow us on Instagram or TikTok, Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to follow me on Instagram, it'll be xo.xomaria with two A's at the end. My TikTok is whatsup_Maria. And Nathaniel, are you ready to tell us where we can find you?
And if y'all want to find me, hold on. Y'all can find me at http underscore nxthxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Twitter. Okay.
How do I look?
Amazing. I kind of don't like this one. I don't know, something about it is really big.
Let me do it to you.
No. I don't have a big ball on my head. Technically, I didn't do it to your head. I did it to the ball.
So, anyways.
You can do it to me.
I'm Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
And this has been
Chatterbox Girl.
Yeah. Come back and join
us. You guys
us.
Come back next week. Oh my god.
Bye.